الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah. وَعَلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsala of Madani channel, Hidden Diseases of Heart. And in this silsala, we will discuss a disease of heart, a hidden disease of heart, غَضَبْ لِلنَّفْسِ. When one faces a difficulty, then in order to remove that difficulty, or when one faces any suffering, his blood starts boiling to take revenge. That is called ghadab. And when person gets angry to take revenge for his own self, that is called ghadab lin-nafs. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Quran Kareem, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْقَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Those who spend in the path of Allah in prosperity and in hard times, and who restrain anger and forgive the people or pardon the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the pious ones. A person came in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, tell me a short action. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, don't get angry. Then he asked the very same question again, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the same reply, that don't get angry. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, keep in mind that ghadab lin-nafs, getting angry for one's own self, is not good, is criticized in our religion. Unconditionally, anger is not bad, rather, it is necessary sometimes, because through anger, person can protect his dunya and his akhirat. For example, in order to raise the word of truth and in order to eliminate and erase the falsehood. Bravery and courage is jais, is lawful according to intellect, according to shariat, and according to the habits and the norms and the custom of the people. However, if person wants to take ghair shar'i revenge, or to take revenge for one's own self, that is haram. It is mentioned in Bayanat-e At-Tariya, Volume 2, book printed by Maktabatul Madina, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razvi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al Qudsiya, writes at page number 173 that this is wrongly known and famous amongst the public that anger is haram. Anger is something which is natural, and at some point person will get angry, and that's not his fault. However, the usage of anger at a wrong place is indeed wrong and criticized. In some situations, anger is necessary as well. Therefore, it is not possible to get rid of anger at all. One should practice amala. And amala means that one should change the direction of anger towards another side. For example, if person before getting involved with the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islami, he was in bad company and he used to get very angry. And if someone said something to him, he would start swearing that person, or he would start hitting that person because this person said something against his temperament and he got angry. Instead of being patient, he actually exercised his anger and he did hurt someone. And when, for example, due to the fortunate situations and conditions, he came into the mahal and environment of Dawat Islami, and he traveled in the Madani kafilas of Dawat Islami, whereby he got the training to practice upon the sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he started seeing the barakah and the blessings of this beautiful environment. And then the anger became amala, which means that its direction is changed. Now the anger is still there. We can't say that the anger is gone, but its direction is changed. Now he does not like those who are enemies of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba ikram and Awliya Allah. If people say bad things about him, for his own self, he does not get angry and he makes sabr. Instead of boiling on other people and trying to hurt other people, he now enforces this anger upon himself, that I will not let you commit sins, O myself, O my life, O my body. Now, if you see through these examples, you will understand that the anger is still there. But now, amala has taken place. That means the rukh, the direction is changed, which is very much useful for the hereafter. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Mubarak bin Fudala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports from Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that in some area there was a very big tree. People used to worship that tree. So this way the kufr and shirk was spreading in that area. A Muslim man passed from there and he saw this happening and he got very angry that people are worshipping ghayrullah, people are worshipping other than Allah. So the jazba of tawheed, the feeling of tawheed and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him very angry. And he took an axe, a chopper, to go and cut the tree. His iman did not tolerate that something other than Allah Azza wa Jal is being worshipped. So with this enthusiasm and with this feeling, he was going to cut the tree and asked him, where are you going in this angry condition? This Muslim replied to Shaitan, I'm going to cut that tree which people are worshipping. After hearing this, Shaitan told this person, since you do not worship that tree, and if others are worshipping that tree, what are you going to lose? So please stay away from your intention and do not do what you want to do. This Muslim person said, I will never go back. And the argument started between this Muslim person and Shaitan. And Shaitan said, I will never let you cut this tree. So both started fighting, wrestling. This Muslim person dropped Shaitan down on the ground. And then Shaitan told this person, while offering some greed to him, and he said that even if you cut the tree, you will not get any benefit. My advice is that please do not cut the tree. And if you listen to me, every day under your pillow you will find 2 dinars, 2 gold coins. And this person started thinking that who will keep 2 dinars under my pillow? And he asked Shaitan. Shaitan said, I promise that every day you will find 2 dinars under your pillow. And this person became prey of the trick of Shaitan. And because of the greed of 2 dinars, he left his intention of cutting the tree and he went back to his house. And when he got up in the morning, he saw there were really 2 dinars lying under his pillow. And he got happy. And in the second morning when he got up and he looked under his pillow, there were no dinars lying. Now he got more angry. And he took the chopper and he said, no, I will cut that tree. Shaitan again met him in the form of human being and asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to cut that tree which is being worshipped by the people. I cannot tolerate that people are worshipping other than Allah. So today, I will not leave without cutting the tree. Shaitan said to this person, you are speaking lie. You will not be able to cut this tree ever again. Then Shaitan and this person started fighting. At this time, Shaitan dropped this person on the floor and pressed his neck. And it was near that this person would die. Then this person asked Shaitan, tell me, who are you? Shaitan replied, I am Iblis. When first time you were going to cut the tree, then too I stopped you. But at that time you dropped me. And its reason was that your anger was for the sake of Allah alone. And you overpowered me. But this time your anger is not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This time your anger is because you did not get 2 dinars which were promised to you. Therefore, you will never be able to defeat me anymore. So from here we also understand that our anger must not be for ourselves or for the worldly reasons or for money or for personal issues. Our anger must be for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razvi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya, writes in his book Ghusse Ka Ilaj, The Treatment of Anger, at page number 30. When person gets angry for his own self, one can try some of the treatments which are mentioned in the book. As the need arises, and inshallah azza wa jal, person will get rid of this condition. Number one, read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. So when you read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, inshallah azza wa jal, you would be able to restrain anger. Number two, read وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This would help you to control your anger. Number three, stay silent. When you stay silent, you will be able to control your anger. Number four, make wuzu, perform wuzu. Number five, put water in your nose or sniff water. That would help you as well. If you are standing, you can sit down. And if you are sitting, you can lie down on the ground. Or you can touch your khad or your cheek on the ground, on the earth. And if you have wuzu, you can make sajda. So in the situation of putting your cheek on the ground, so you can realize that I have been made from the sand, from the soil. So it is not suitable for me to get angry on another person. And when you feel that you are getting angry because of seeing someone or because someone is saying something, that your nafs is getting angry, get up from there and go away. Number 10. One should think that if I exercise anger, the person, other person may also exercise anger. And he will take revenge. And one should never think that his enemy is weaker than him. So you may end up getting hurt because of practicing upon your anger. Number 11, if you shouted someone, scolded someone in the state of anger, then it is better that you must ask forgiveness from that person, apologize from that person in front of everyone. So this way your nafs will be humiliated. And when you are getting angry again, this humiliation will come to your mind. And it is possible by doing this, you would control your anger. And number 12, you must ponder that I'm getting so angry because a person, a man, has committed a wrong or has done something wrong. And I'm not ready to forgive this person. While I have so many wrongs and so many sins in my account, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry upon me and He did not forgive me, so what would be my condition? One should start thinking these things, and inshallah azza wa jal, he will be able to control his anger. And also, Amir Ahle Sunnat mentions, and this is point number 13, if someone has violated your rights or has made some mistake, and nafs is getting angry, and this violation was for you personally, not because of deen. So one should think that, let me forgive him and I get the thawab. And this thawab is very great thawab. That on the day of judgment, an announcement would be made. The person whose reward is on the responsibility of blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, he must stand up and enter paradise. It will be asked, for whom is this reward? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, this reward is for those people who pardon the people, who forgive the people. Thousands of them will stand up and they will enter paradise without accountability. Subhanallah. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, from here we understand how important it is to control our anger. For our own selves, when someone violates our rights, we should forgive, as the order is given in Quran Kareem. وَالْقَازِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ. Those who restrain anger, they are being praised in Quran Kareem. And they forgive people, they pardon people. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this ability and this tawfiq, that we must start forgiving people for our rights. Look at the personality of Amir Ahl Sunnat in the environment of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, he's our leader and we see his practices. What he preaches, he practices. Lot of people, they hurt him. Lot of people, they pass negative comments, which are not right, which are wrong, absolutely. Due to jealousy or due to other reasons. Sometimes an article is written or sometimes a booklet has been printed and distributed. He says, no, I will not take revenge. I would forgive them. And he has been saying it over and over, that anybody who has hurt me and who has tried to hurt me, I have forgiven all of them. To the extent he has told over and over that if anyone manages to kill me or assassinate me or become martyr because of him, I advise everyone, do not even go and open up a case against him. I have forgiven him in advance already. So So, dearest viewers of Madini channel, we need to control our anger. In this anger, people are divorcing. In this personal anger, houses are being broken. In this personal anger, people are killing each other. In this personal anger, people are hurting other Muslims. Whereas the true reality of a Muslim and a believer is Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A true Muslim is that from whose tongue and from whose hand other Muslims are protected. How many Muslims are hurt by our tongue? How many Muslims are hurt by our hands? How many Muslims are scared of us? We should be such peaceful, loving people that when a Muslim comes close to us, he must feel easy, comfortable. He must feel he's in peace. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow the teachings of Quran and Hadith and the practices of our pious elders. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah. Wa ala adika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Indeed an enemy, or is a nurse.